Thank you. According to relatively recent changes, they only came into force on the 1st of September last, it is now permitted for the police to use electrostatic weapons in the same situations as when the police is permitted to use spray guns and batons. Accordingly, electrostatic weapons can be used where police believe that other less severe measures would not be sufficient. In this regard, it should be noted that holders of police authority are legally permitted to use force in the performance of their duties. However, they must never go further in the use of power than is necessary at any given time. It will not be permitted to assign electronic defense weapons to anyone other than police officers who have completed police training and received the required training in the use of electrostatic weapons. Police officers will also receive annual maintenance training in the use of electronic weapons. The police officers who are assigned an electronic defense weapon must wear a body camera and use it in parallel with the use of the electrostatic weapon. In addition, procedures and training standards have been prepared for the use and application of electronic defense weapons. A working group has been appointed with the task of reviewing each individual case where the electrostatic weapon is used. And the results will be sent to the National Commissioner of Police, who will decide whether to respond with changes in procedure. After 18 months, the group will submit a report to the Minister of Justice on its findings, and then a decision will be made on whether the police will continue the use of electrostatic weapons. The Minister has also asked the National Commissioner of Police to include in regular surveys questions on what effect, if any, the use of electrostatic weapons has on public opinion towards the police, as well on police officers' sense of security. The authorization of the police to carry electronic defense weapons had been regularly discussed, whether it should be used as a measure of force by the police in line of duty. According to the previous rules on use of force, the National Commissioner of the Icelandic Police could authorize the use of electric weapons in special cases. The Committee on the Supervision of Police has the role to receive complaints against police officers for alleged criminal conduct in the performance of their duties, and to receive complaints regarding police procedures or the conduct of a police officer exercising police authority, and to examine cases where a person loses their life or suffers significant bodily harm in connection with police activities, regardless of whether there is a suspicion of criminal offence, and to review incidents and police procedures in its own initiative when the committee deems it necessary. Thank you.